Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I had this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what the promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before.
That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll.
And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Okay, everybody, how's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio Live, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. If you have something you want to talk about tonight or something to say, of course, you can call in after the introduction. Then the phone number is 657-383-0616. I've invited several people to come on tonight. I made direct contact with nobody because, you know, we all got these cell phones. You know, we all got a cell phone today, but it's harder to get a hold of people. You know, we all got these cell phones stuck up our ass so far, you know, walking down the street, people walking down the street, running into poles, running into stop signs because they're looking down at those cell phones. And yet you can't get a hold of anybody. You know, I was listening to someone talk today, you know, it's like the younger generation. And I have some people in my family that are in the younger generation. And I wanted to use this scenario. They always text you. They can't call you on the phone. You ever notice that? People nowadays, they have to use these text messages. I wanted to ask someone younger, can you read your text message when you're using that message like you're talking live one-on-one on a phone? Tell me how stupid it would sound. OMG, TCBY. Yeah, I'll be there at 9. You know, I mean, they're with their little internet lingos and their text messages lingos and stupid. We cannot talk to each other anymore. We are desensitized. We don't have any type of communication with each other any longer in society. It's all done through text message. I mean, you'll see a couple out for dinner at a restaurant. Instead of talking to each other, they're looking at their phones, texting each other. Isn't that so stupid? Huh? And I really, you know, next time I see something like that, I'm got to speak up. I'm going to bring one of my recorders with me, and I'll play it on the show. I'm going to confront somebody like that. I'm going to see two people out for dinner, and I'm going to say, whoa, look, there's a man and a woman across the table from each other. You're looking at your phone. She's looking at her phone. What the hell is going on here? Are you talking to each other through the texts, or are you talking to other people? That's how crazy our society has become. People run across the street real fast to beat traffic, and before they get to the damn curb, they can look at their cell phone just in case they might have missed a text message. Oh, my Lord, let me tell you, it's crazy. It's crazy. Society is nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. We had an elementary school student suspended this last week because they were wearing a Trump hat. I'm going to be calling that school maybe on Thursday, just letting you know. There's several other sickening stories. It just makes me sick, let me tell you. I think I'm going to be like the captain. He blasts off to Deep Space Nine. I'm going to go Deep Space 10. I still don't know what Deep Space Nine is when the cap says that. I'm going to blast off Deep Space Nine, the captain. And if anyone don't know the captain, he and I, you know, we kind of coordinate with our shows, and we're trying to unite other Blog Talk shows. So this way here, you know, we grow the alternative media and make it a powerful force here on the Internet where everyone can obtain their true information. And I believe as we push forward here, and the Cap and I started this, and we got Dr. Ventura in San Diego involved now. I finally convinced him, and he's recommending guests for my program, and that's what we're doing. We're going to unite, because you know what? I'm sick and tired of people watching this darn Megyn Kelly at night. Okay, with her freaking gelled up hair waved off to the side. She looks like a little boy now, actually, now that she cut her hair. And then you go to CNN and these damn liberals, you know, and being liberal actually is a mental disorder. Okay, that's what I've been looking into that this week. Being a liberal is a mental disorder. And I've been promoting that a lot because we're all so worried about our characters and our characteristics out there in society and how we appear to others. Well, being a liberal really is an embarrassment, if you ask me. And we all need to let these people know this. We need to shun them and let them know. Being liberal is a mental disorder. You're mental. You're a retard, like we used to call them back in my school, my school days. Look at that retard. You know, nowadays you can't say retard, you know. But anyway, if there's anyone else out there who wants to call in tonight, I had the Raymond family, the Navy dad that we had on a few weeks ago. I'm going to send him a message right now. I'm going to tell him I am ready for him. He wanted to come on tonight. He sent me a message, and he wants to come on. And I'm going to send him a message right now. I am ready for you. And he wants to talk to us tonight. He says he wants to talk about his rally that's coming up. And there it is. I'm sending the message now on Facebook. A lot of the people that have been on my program contact me through Facebook. And hopefully he'll appear on here because he said he had something he wanted to dedicate to the show tonight or have something to talk about. But I'm going to go ahead and connect my first caller right now, area code 509. And if there's anyone else, also I want to send out before I forget, because I have a very bad short-term memory, Joe, the captain's show tomorrow night is going to have a doctor on that talks about the dangers of vaccinations, okay? So you may want to tune into that program, Joe, all right? He's going to have a doctor on that's going to talk about the dangers of vaccinations and their side effects. So I figured I'd pass that along to you because you might be interested in that program. That will be on the captain's show tomorrow night. And like I said, this is your chance to call in. I've already got one caller. I'm not going to bore you too long with my introduction. I've already done that. I'm going to connect my first area code 509. Go ahead. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, Sue, how are you?
I was calling to give you an update on what's happening here.
Well, good. I'm interested.
They had a powwow. We brought back the powwow after 40 years to this town 4 years ago. And so this was the fourth powwow. And every year, right before the powwow, I've been arrested. As you know, they arrested me again. I was supposed to have an escort, a man from Tennessee named Chief Carl Two Feathers. Supposedly his car was in an accident on the way here last night, so he never made it here. But I went down
to
the powwow.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
I mean, was he hurt?
He's okay, but the car is messed up. He had to get a rent-a car.
Oh, okay.
Put his in the shop. But when I went to the powwow, I stepped up into the park on the grass, and a security guard and a guy who was dressed supposedly to be a Salt Lake police officer came at me and started screaming I had to get out of the park. And I said, under whose authority? This is a public park, and it's a powwow. And he said, it's only for Native Americans. And I said, I am Native American. I'm the granddaughter of Red Cloud, Raging Bull, and Black Elk. How much more Native American do I need to be? And he screamed in my face, you're not Native American. Get out or you're going to jail. Now, here's what's crazy about it. The people that were hired for this event for their supposed private security are the same exact people that were responsible for me losing my house in Ephrata, the one who had pirated the internet service. So it's very obviously a setup going on here. So because Carl was so far.
Sue, it's a setup towards Native Americans? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they are setting up the Native Americans here too, because the group that's here, there's a Native treaty on this land, on this town. And the mayor is taking it upon himself to start evicting people out of their houses for the slightest of reasons, condemning their houses and taking their houses and then putting it for sale on the international market. The Colville and Nez Perez Indians, they would like to have some of this land back because they used to use it. But the land is actually under the Yakima Indians in the Native Treaty. So they're illegally selling, buying. The mayor is illegally buying and selling land over here. I don't know how he's managed within just a year's time to get an international real estate license, when in every state across the United States, the requirements for real estate license are different. I took my classes here in Washington, but then when I went to Texas, I was going to have to take classes again because the requirement's different. It's that way in every state. So he's got quite a scam going here. Legislatures have been notified, the senators, the governors, all of them, but yet he's still getting by with
the You're in Washington State, correct, Sue?
Yes, I am in Washington State. And my friend is in Florida, and she said that she was listening to a radio show the other day when people started calling in talking about their power and everything going out, and that supposedly there was a terrorist attack threat for Washington. Well,
really?
If there is, be assured that it's our government doing it. It's the authority that's doing
it. Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yes, of
course. Because if they're trying to zero it in like me or my family is doing something, they're wrong. All we're doing is trying to stand for justice, trying to stand for truth, trying to stand for the rights of the people. That's all we're doing. And because we know our rights, because we know constitutional law, they're trying to have people certified as insane. And it doesn't matter for what reason. If they have any reason to confront you, they're trying to have you certified as insane because they're not wanting people to expose the corruption and what they're doing over here. So this is a full county, if not full state level, ambush going on against the people, not just the people, the Native Americans, anyone that's over here. If you're not one of them, you're going to be part of their system of paying into their system.
Hey, Sue, out there in Washington, see, like here in North Carolina, there's not much of a Native American population. But here you are far away from me. You're on the other side of the country, which is interesting, actually. What's the Native American population out there? Is there a large population of Native Americans out there?
There is a decent population of Native Americans out here. They're kind of scattered. We've got them up the Colville Reservation, and then there's the Nez Perez. And then, as you go over to Idaho, you've got other tribes over there. There's quite a set, but they're not all the same note. I'll put it that way. You've got like your group of Native Americans that are under tribal, international, or national tribal councils, and then you've got some like Colville who are under their own little Confederate tribal council or whatever it is they go by. So it's just like our government. Even with the Native Americans, their government, the right hand don't know what the left hand is doing. And when you look at it as BIA, which is Bureau of Indian Affairs, is getting a bigger check each year than the Department of Defense from the government, but yet they can't account for it. They don't account for it. They're not made to account for it. And it's not going to the people. It's not going where it's supposed to be going. There's a problem.
Wow.
The corruption runs so deep, and it's in every avenue of every walk of life, whether it is our churches right now, whether it's our government, whether it's our military, our schools. The corruption is so deep and thick.
How did you make out with that warrant? Because
backup. When they called the police on me yesterday because I went to the powwow, they were calling for backup and running, trying to see if they could find anything to hold me. So I don't know if the warrant was actually put out after the phone calls or if it's still on hold. But I stood around long enough to know that the police were coming, and then I walked over to some shops and walked in while the cops drove through the town looking for me. Gave them time to think I was gone, and then after they were gone, I left.
Well, Sue, maybe they vacated the warrant. I mean, we put some attention on this. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we called everybody.
How dirty they are. I would like to think that's the case, but I think they're dirtier than that, and I think they'll probably wait until I get ready to go to court, and then when I walk in the courtroom, then kind of claim, oh, by the way, we've got a bench warrant, and try to arrest me right there in the courtroom. That's what I think.
That's true. That's true. That is true. That is true. You're right. But I try to stay positive, and I'm trying to say that the night
Through it all, I understand that what they're doing is corruption. I understand that they're using me as a target because I'm going to keep speaking the truth. They have my grandchildren, and I found out Friday that my two grandchildren have been illegally adopted out. I even know the last names. First time in 3 years I've got to see pictures of them because Washington State claims grandparents have no rights, so they think they can violate protocol and bypass the grandparents in the protocol that if children are put up for adoption, they go to grandparents before they go to strangers.
Oh, my. And real quick, I know, not to cut you off, cause I wanted you to stay on because this is very interesting, but I'm trying to – I know I invited a guest on tonight, the Navy dad that I wanted on, and if he's there, he needs to press 1 to get on the line tonight and get on the call. And if there's anyone else who has something important to share, you need to press 1, okay? And those of you in the chat room, 657-383-0616, and I'll put you on live, okay? So if you called in and you're listening through the phone line, just press 1 if you have something to say. And I always invite everyone to share whatever the story is. It doesn't have to be on the exact topic that we're talking about, or you want to comment on the introduction we had, or whatever. And real quick, Sue, I know I posted on Twitter, because sometimes we talk about sports. You know that, Sue. I do that with the captain on Friday night, and on Monday we're going to have the Monday morning quarterback show to try to get away from this government and politics stuff, because it drives us crazy sometimes. You know, it really does, because there's so much corruption.
Me too.
And, we put the question out there, was Muhammad Ali really the greatest fighter that passed away this past on Friday night? He was 74 years of age. Look, I never knew the man personally, but after watching the videos on YouTube, I will say he was an arrogant son of a bitch. But anyway, Sue, go ahead. I don't have any other callers right now. I was hoping the Navy dad would call in and press 1. He told me he was going to chip in tonight. He had an announcement of a rally. But Sue, go ahead. Carry on. I didn't mean to cut you off with your train of thought. Go ahead.
Well, if they can just do something about these mayors. I mean, how is it that a mayor can go into a town, like I said, that's under a native treaty, and start kicking people out of the town, taking their land from them and putting it up for sale in the international market? That's against our laws. It's against federal government. They're violating federal laws. Just like kicking me out of a powwow, city has no authority over that. That's under federal authority. Only a federal agent has the right to threaten me with jail, and only if I've done something wrong, which I did not. So how
but
is
Sue,
it that...
you see, but Sue, a lot of people don't understand Native American law. You know, they don't understand. Like I said, here in North Carolina, we don't have any Native American population.
Do you understand constitutional law? Because it's very similar to that. We have the same rights under constitutional law. Nobody has the right to be coming in stomping on your feet when they don't have a right to be stomping on your feet. And that's what these people are doing. These mayors, some of these police officers, these judges, these lawyers, they're just walking in stomping on people's feet. Hey, we want this area. We're going to stomp on your feet and see if we can take it from you or get you to cave in and give it to us. And it's with everything, whether they're trying to get you to plead to a case, to give up your land, to give up your house, to give up your kids, even to give up your dogs. I've had them even take my dogs. So, I mean, they won't stop at anything, and they will take everything if they get the chance or a reason to be able to step in and do it.
That's right. Sue, I got another caller here on the line, area code 407.
Okay.
I don't know if this is my guest that I asked to invite on tonight. Maybe someone with a question. I'm not sure. I don't recognize the number, but area code 407. I'm connecting you. Area code 407, last four digits, 1094. Go ahead. You're on live.
Hey, Mr. Gibson. How you doing? This is Freddie Rizzo's at the Father in Seven Angels.
Hey, how are you, Freddie? How are you? I didn't recognize your number.
I'm hurt. I'm so hurt by that. No, I'm just kidding. No, one of the things I'd like to try to put out there is right now we're actually trying to shut our Facebook down because they put in a motion to gag me just because I post pictures. I don't say anything negative. I'm sure you've read most of my posts out there, and I don't say anything negative about anybody.
Wait a second, Freddie. They did this to one of my other guests on my show. They started talking to me and other networks, and all of a sudden now you're going to get a gag order saying you can't talk to the media, which is unconstitutional. But go ahead, finish. I want to hear all this.
But here's the thing, is that you have foster parents out there that are posting pictures of my daughter and, you know, climbing up this iron bar gate, and then at the same time, you know, they can post that everybody else can post pictures of my children, but then when we post them, they said that we're endangering their life. So now we actually had a meeting last week, and they said that I need to take it down. I said, unless I have a court order, even half a quarter, I said, no, I will not take it down because I have not said anything negative in there. So I said it, and they said, well, everybody else saying that negative. I said, that everybody has their own opinion. So now they're going to try to, they said, if you don't take it down, you're not going to ever see your kid again.
Freddie, when's the hearing? When's the hearing for this?
I'd like to say that we have three of them this month, 18, 26, and 28. And then, August 1st is the TPR.
Freddie, send me the detailed information, the clerk of the court's information on each hearing.
Okay.
And, of course, I will communicate with you privately on that, okay? And this way here maybe we could do something about this, because I'm going to tell you something right now. Nobody's going to tell you you cannot talk to me or talk to anyone else, you know. And this has to, like, for instance, Sue. Sue's having the same problem. We learned there was
a
warrant out.
They're doing that to all of the CPS parents, our grandparents, trying to gag them.
Right. Yeah,
to all of us.
Have you noticed that, Sue? Because I've had Freddie's the second one now live on my program, which I only have about, what, 5-6 CPS cases I've handled already. And look, he's now the second one that has been told, look, you're not going to talk to the media anymore.
That's what them trying to certify people insane is all about, is because they know we're talking to the media.
That's right. And we've made waves. We've made a lot of waves. Listen, I'll contact the governor. I've contacted the White House. I did the sheriff's department for you, Sue, a couple weeks ago, and they couldn't even give me an answer. You remember, they passed me to the next guy, to the next guy. And I really wanted to follow up on that, but I just needed you behind me. But I'm going to tell you right now. Also, like I said, the Navy dad that I've been asking, I wonder if he's here. If he's here, Raymond, the Navy brother, listen, I need you to come on and promote your rally, because he contacted me tonight and said he was going to call in a little bit later, but, you know, I really need to come on and do this. And if there's anyone else who has a story or a problem or a question, even if it doesn't have anything to do with the particular topic we're discussing tonight, I always invite everyone. And I know we've got about 45 callers on the line. Again, I'll put it out there. You have to press 1. If you press 1 time, you will be connected to me live, and I will introduce you to the audience. And I know we got a bunch of people in the chat room, and it's up to you. It's up to you, okay? But, Freddie, go ahead and continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
No. That's quite all right. I just wanted to point that out, that it just seems like it's getting worse and worse, that the more we tried. I mean, we have foster parents that are constantly, you know, just making things harder because of I'm trying to figure out what exactly their motive, because, you know, we've done everything and, you know, we completed the case plan, and now they're making this issue because a lot of the supporters are very disappointed about what's going on, and everybody had their own opinion, you know. So, but they, I guess they're just scared to basically being exposed. Well, I got news for them. Next week we're flying down to Washington to go to that legislation, foster reform. So,
Freddie, and that's right, and that's why I said I have the Navy dad here. They're having a rally, and I believe this is him. I wish he'd press one, so I'm going to take a chance. His area code is 970. Raymond, is that you? I'm going to go ahead and connect you right now. Raymond, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Very good. I can hear you, and we got a panel on here now because we have other CPS cases on here. So watch your background noise, please. But Raymond, go ahead. And this is Raymond. He's a Navy brother, a Navy veteran who has had his children stolen from him. But Raymond, the floor is yours. Tell us about the rally.
Sure. And I just heard, I don't know which gentleman was talking
Freddie.
About it, but it's the same rally. Is that was Freddie?
Yes, it's Freddie.
Oh, okay. I was actually told by the organizers to connect with him. But we're going to Washington, D.C. as well from the 13th through the 17th. And what I wanted to come on was just to let people know what's going on. We're asking people to join us, but it's really to join the rally because we want to get a lot of faces out there, for one. But two, Miko Hayes of the Daily Hayes, who's been covering our story a lot, is going to come out there. And he wants to line up people to interview for a documentary that they're doing called Children in the Shadows. And
really?
We're trying to get
That's
Jennifer
great.
Wynn out
That's
there.
Great, That's great, Raymond. That's great. That's great, Raymond.
Yeah,
That's
we're trying,
great.
We're trying to get a lot of people out there and step up the level of pressure that we're putting on the state of Kansas by physically going into the offices of the Justice Department, the FBI. I've been to the FBI in Denver. Now I'm going to go to the main offices in D.C., we're not going to quit. And recently I just put on my Facebook that Jennifer Wynn is tentatively decided she's going to run for governor of Kansas again. And we are definitely supporting that move. And we're hoping that DCF is trembling in her boots because she did really well the last time. And she wasn't known as a fighter for children and families like she is now. She actually discovered this problem with DCF while she was running for governor against Brownback the last time, and I think she has a lot more support. And if she becomes governor, DCF in Kansas, you're in trouble.
Raymond, you are so much dedicated, and we know you went on that hunger strike. I don't know how the hell you did it, actually, and survived. You still are here today. I remember we did that show. You were like 10 days in, and you were so weak and tired. And I must say I have so much respect for you. That's why when you sent me the message, said, hey, can I come on? Of course. Always. You're always welcome. But tell us what time the rally is, where, and how we can unify with you, maybe on Facebook or email, or you said you need to contact Freddie. Then you guys, hey, coordinate. This is you right now. Go ahead, Raymond. Tell me.
Sure. I really don't have all the details. I found out about it just recently, which kind of surprised me, and it's why I see the need for a lot of people connecting to this rally. This thing's been planned apparently since February, before my hunger strike. And this is the first time just a few days ago I was hearing of it, and I said, well, we had been praying, Lord, what do you want us to do to get back in the battle? We got some needed rest after that last little bout with the state of Kansas, and now we feel this is where we're being directed. So what I'm going to do is we have a Facebook page. It's called Free the Schwank Children. We also have a blog. It's called Free Our Children. And it's I'm trying to create a national center point for organizations to connect so we're not having this lapse. But I'm about to do an article where I'll put more details in because I'm still getting them hammered out. But I want to get the word out so people can I think the name, let me look up real quick, the name of the, and Freddie, you can jump in if you know more, Family First, I'm going to have to look at, do you know what the name of the bill is?
Yeah,
Freddie?
Take your time, Raymond. But Freddie, go ahead, jump in if you want, right? And that goes for Sue, too. Sue was on the panel tonight, too.
I'd like to know if any of these guys have heard of a man that has referred to himself as Chief Fast Horse, who was supposed to be intervening to help get the children. Because if
you're not
know
talking
who
about
he
Ronnie
is,
Davis.
All I know is his name is Chief fast horse. He's supposed to be from South Dakota, but whatever, it was looked into.
Oh, no.
His address and everything was incorrect. He's taken several thousands of dollars, claiming them as U.S. Marshal fees from these families. And my children being included in that, yes.
And Sue and Raymond, too, he got actually, Raymond, you got actually screwed over by a woman in Minnesota, was it? Where they
yeah,
were going to
yeah.
take, yeah.
Yeah, she
was her name? Gina Bigelow?
No, this was from a different tribe. The tribe didn't even know what she was doing. And I'm going to leave that alone. What I would say is, this is why it's important for all of us to network. This is why national rallies like this are important, so we can connect with each other's faces around the country. And because there are people preying on families, they know that we're desperate. Not desperate, but I mean, these are our kids. And if someone comes in and says,
you're right,
I have a remedy and I can do this, we're willing to put in the time. I am less. Nowadays, I just, when people call and say, I can help, I say, go ahead. You know, and when I see
Raymond,
some movement,
let me tell you something right now, Raymond. Before I forget, because there's so many people that they want to ask questions and talk, and there's people in the chat room. But and I will not cut you off. Except, well, I will, but I don't want other people. I want to tell you, why not you announce this also on the Captain's show? I'll send the Captain a message, and he'll get you on. I promise.
Oh, I'd love to, because I'm going to push with everyone I know that's doing media this week to try to raise as much visibility as possible for this rally. The Twitter of the rally individuals, it's called the Families First Act of 2016. That's their Twitter account. If you go on the Free the Schwab Children, I actually have their Facebook event post pinned at the top. You can just click on that. We did say Journey for Justice. We want people to join us as well, but we're telling anyone that comes to our page, make sure you actually go to the actual event page so the organizers know how many people are coming. They're really working hard and trying to get us where we can get in with legislators. There's going to be some people testifying for some committee hearings or something. I don't have all the details. I'm going to try to get an article finished tonight. I'm actually working right now trying to raise
And Raymond, I want you to know I have so much. Raymond, I want you to know I have so much respect for you, because you've been working. Look, man, you went on that hunger strike, and like I said in the beginning here, I have so much respect for you. You fought, and finally you got your federal lawsuit filed. And you know what? I watched it. I watched that rally. I watched when you were on the front steps on the last day of your hunger strike. And like I said, I had you on the show halfway through, and you were so tired. And at the end, it kind of got a little emotional. And a lot of people clicked on, and they've been asking me questions. And that's why that one time I said, hey, Raymond, come on and give us an update, because a lot of people asked me. And I'm glad you volunteered to give us an update and promote this rally. And I swear to you, I will promote this. Listen, I have over 1,500 Twitter followers. I've got a little Facebook page there with a couple hundred, and all of them will hear about this rally. And I have a lot of people up north. I have a lot of people up north that are friends and family. And we'll try to get them to that rally, okay?
Well, dude, because I'm going to try to do some workshops where I'm going to show people exactly, you know, the hunger strike was great. It gave me a platform, got me the federal lawsuit. Not everybody can do that. But I've learned a lot between, you know, at 8 months, we had nobody. And then Jennifer Wynn stepped in, then the hunger strike. Now we have a lot larger platform to get the information out. I want to show people what I'm doing, how to file their own federal lawsuit pro se. Once you get in the
good
federal
system. Good
for
you. Good for you.
Yeah, we need to be suing them in every state federally for their constitutional violation. These gag orders I heard you guys talking about. I'm not a lawyer, so don't do this and get mad at me, but I would speak and let them throw me in jail. I think that's why they haven't gagged me, because I told them, I dare you. Because then I'll challenge you.
I love it. I love it.
Well, they don't want to throw someone like me because they don't want it challenged in court. They're going to use it to scare people. Tell them, go ahead and throw me in jail, and I'll see you in federal court. I'm going to keep speaking on Facebook. I'm going to keep going to the media. And what you need to do is look at the laws of your state because you can release stuff, and they can't do anything
about
it.
Well, here that wouldn't be a good idea to go to jail because they're not letting you go before the judge.
That's true.
Well, that's part of the problem.
I'm not a lawyer.
Speaking out.
You got to take it state by state. But if you think, and plus some people have families that are split up where they still got to take care of their other kids, I'm saying those that can do it, we need to challenge them, but the only way to do it is we're going to have to pay the price, like we are. You're going to have to suffer a
little.
That's
right, Raymond. That's right. Your wife went to jail, Raymond. Yeah, Raymond, your wife went to jail. You were locked up. You know what? Yeah.
I've been to jail three times over it all.
Yeah.
I was.
You know, but Raymond, you are so correct. But listen, everyone. Yeah, you're right. Raymond, you're so correct. Some people just can't make that sacrifice because they have little ones. You know, they're taking care of little ones on the other side, and I understand that. And we can't disrespect them because they don't. But those of us who can, you know, we need to stand up, file that paperwork, keep speaking out. What the hell with these people? Are you an American? Do you live in the United States? Do you believe in the Constitution? You know what our founding fathers did? They died and bled for the soil you walk on today. You know, are you willing to do the same? Because we know what Thomas Jefferson said. We need a revolution every 20 years. You know, I mean, that's the way it works because we're so far damn lost. We lose our way. We lose our way in life. And that's just, I guess, human nature. And I guess that's God giving us our free will to make the mistakes we make. And it's up to us to have an awakening. And I believe, Raymond, that you are making an awakening, and Freddie, too, and Sue. In your own way, you're having an awakening here. And that's why I'm telling you we need to contact other blog shows. Listen, Raymond, I'm going to tell you right now. I contacted your local media in Kansas several, 10 times, and I was promised they were going to be there, and they were when you were on that Capitol steps. And you know what? I told him, I'm calling from North Carolina. This man needs to be heard. He's a veteran. And you know what? I don't know if I had a voice or not or if it was any influence, but common sense says, hey, you've got people calling around the country. And I guess, you know, that kind of helps you in a way to get the word out, like you said. So now you have a platform and you're building. And what you're doing is, like you just said, I'm working right now. You know how good that feels to know there's people out there working, studying to get the word out to save our children. And you're fighting for everybody's children, actually. And that's what makes you a hero. Again, you were a hero already in the Navy, but you're a hero again here in society. And I will say that live right now on this show.
Well, thank you, sir. I do want to share a little update of what's going on, and it's pretty amazing. So they're having court hearings now without us even present because they're terrified we're going to record. So they have one, and then they notify us afterwards, which is completely illegal. But in the last one, they're claiming – so somebody stole, I believe, a court document from me and leaked it to the press. We did not leak it. I've been trying to maintain the boundaries of the law where I think it's lawful. And it was the only copy of that court transcript that I had. And it was the one that where they clearly said they took my children over medical cannabis. Well, now apparently the courts in Kansas are saying that I leaked the document and that I modified the court record, which is a crime that I think they're going to try to come after me for. And it's a complete fabrication because I didn't leak it. And the press know I didn't leak it. So these people will go to no measure in their criminal behavior. And I hope there are more parents. I mean, I'm not a hero as much as I have no choice. And
exactly.
I have.
Well, you are, Raymond. You are respected. Raymond, you are respected. Listen, you know Terry LaPointe. She's also, you know, she's another one we need to keep informed about your case. You know, you are a hero because you are well known. Everyone that I've spoken to who I've asked to come on and talk about their CPS case, I always refer to your name. I say, you know, the Navy dad that went on the hunger strike, and they do. They know you. You're well known all around the country.
Praise
I will
God.
Say that.
Well, he's
yeah,
right. We're being forced to do this. We're being forced to do what we're doing. We're not doing it simply because we want to get out there and make a big name for ourselves. they have taken our children because we are speaking and standing to our oath and defending the people. They are forcing
yes,
us
ma'am.
To react.
That's right, Raymond.
You know,
that's right, and Sue,
I've wanted to quit, you know, certain days. The pressure's gotten too much. Sometimes you get fearful. You know, these people are going to take me out, set me up. Am I going to never see my kids again? And then I realize I'm going to never see them again anyway, so I better just go all in. I just better go headlong and fight to the bitter end, and that's what I'm going to do. I told these people, I will pursue you for the rest of my life legally in every manner possible until you return my children.
You're right.
I don't care if they terminate my rights.
And if we still have Freddie, Raymond wants to get in contact with you because Raymond said he was told to get in contact with you and Freddie. You listen, you're a dedicated brother. You're out there. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Raymond, Freddie stays in contact with me faithfully. And he's asked me questions. He's a good man. And you know what? And he's had an emotional broadcast on this program also. So you two really need to hook up and coordinate with each other. And Freddie, how can Raymond get a hold of you? Or Raymond, how can he get a hold of you?
He can basically go on to save the seven angels now on Facebook, or he can look me up on my personal Facebook, preferably the personal Facebook, because right now the seven angels Facebook are being watched. Literally, I mean, they literally hire somebody to watch that 24/7. So,
good. I
one of the
to
things
see
that
join in with you. Let's scare them.
Well,
Lori
Porter told me, I spoke to her last night, she said that that you wanted to meet with me, and I told him, I said I wanted to meet with him, so it kind of works out
good.
Both ways. But one of the things I wanted to say is that Sue mentioned something that we were forced to do this. I started out, to be honest with you, everybody here, I started out just to fight for my children, but you know, what good is that just to fight, you know, after hearing all of these other stories, what I said is that I told them I'm not just fighting for my children. I'm going to fight for as many children as I can get, because the thing is if we don't stand up on DC people, they are going to continue doing this, and these children are our future. If we do not,
they
if we keep silent and mind our own business.
They did this 25 years ago and went on the Oprah Winfrey show, giving children back, saying they were going to stop what CPS was doing. They made a big show on Oprah Winfrey about it, gave these kids and families trips to Disney, trying to make up for the wrong that was done, gave them money for what the states had done. And then here we are 25 years later, only it's 100 times worse. Now there's twice as many children involved.
Well, and that's
well, my thing is right now, my thing is right now is that I'm married to a beautiful woman, and the thing is that she has a minor disability, and it's a high function autism. She had raised these children for 10 years. After 1 year that these people had kidnapped my children, my kids spent more time in hospital than they ever have in the last 10 years. So how do you explain that they are in danger?
Oh, Raymond can relate to that. Raymond can relate to that. He knows about abuse of his children. I know that for a fact, and it's disgusting. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, you know what? I have so much respect for her. And Sue, too, because Sue, you know, she just started calling into this program. Raymond has been on here in the past. And, of course, Freddie, you've been in touch with me, even in private. I have so much respect for you three. You will always have a voice, and I told Raymond that from the very get-go. If I take on your case, you'll always have a voice on this program, always. And I know we don't have much time left because I wanted to only broadcast for an hour tonight. So I want anyone else, and we got a lot of callers on the line tonight. So listen, if you have a comment,
let me say something real quick, Mr. Joseph.
Of course.
Let me say something real quick. You may have a lot of respect for us, but you know what? And I'm sure all the rest of the two will also agree with me. We have nothing but respect for you two, because you gave us an opportunity to speak to speak out, and that's more than I can say for than other.
Many others
I was on
are
the other,
trying to silence us.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hats off to you too, Mr. Joseph.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. You know what that does? That ignites a fire
inside of me. And it's like I said, Raymond, I have so much respect for. He's a Navy vet. And like I said, he sent me a message.
It takes a village to raise these children, and it's going to take our whole nation to get these children back.
We're making an impact.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I'm telling you that we are. And these people are starting to tremble in their boots. And if we didn't have a platform like this, and we didn't have the people calling in, then we would just be silent. But the fact that so many people are getting outraged, when I put a request for people to start calling, not only do they start calling, I'm getting people sending me audio recordings of their calls where these people are giving out protected health information of mine to callers they don't even know. I mean, they're just digging a deeper and deeper hole. And when they get to a federal jury in my case, some people are going to end up going to jail because I'm about to modify my complaint, and it's going to include every single civil rights violation that every one of us are going through, including the gag orders, including the victimization of these children, and they're going to have about a 90-page complaint to answer of all the stripping of the rights of these parents. And I truly believe we're going to set a precedent for this nation. That's my hope and goal, that people start seeing this is enough. The system needs to be reformed, and it's going to happen. And it's going to happen soon because we're coming.
They're using these privacy acts against us where it's supposed to work to our advantage. They're keeping the information from those of us who are entitled to the information, claiming privacy acts, but then giving our information out to those who have no business having it.
Which is one of the things I want to do.
Go ahead, Raymond. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. I really want to push this, that I'm encouraging people to come to D.C. because we're going to be talking about that. As we network with people, we're going to tell you what to do with issues like that. I've been filing HIPAA complaints against caseworkers, against doctors, against the institutions. We don't only have to talk to them. We can talk to the boards that license these doctors. We can talk to the agencies that are overseeing these. I mean, there's no end to what ways we can approach to get to, and eventually, because they're breaking the law so flagrantly, they're gonna pay for what they've done. They're gonna get their day in court, as we're seeing across this country. Social workers are getting arrested, judges are going to prison, doctors are losing their licenses, and we're gonna keep that up until they stop kidnapping our kids.
That's right, Raymond. And you know what? Before we start beginning to wrap it up, each one of you, I want to have, take a minute or two or 3 minutes, whatever you want, to wrap it up. And I just want to go down the line. And if there's another caller who wants to chip in, you need to do it now or after the closing and express your opinion. You have to press one, okay, because I'm going to give each one of my three guests tonight, which I didn't invite, but they actually disappeared. It's great, actually, in a way, because God works in mysterious ways. And we formulated this show. But listen, I want to go with Raymond first to say what he has to say, and then Freddie, and, of course, Sue, and then I'll have my final say. So, Raymond, you're up first, and if there's a caller in between, of course, I'll allow them on. But if they don't punch one, then you know what? They had their chance. But Raymond, say what you got to say, brother.
Sir, I just wanted to come on to let people know to join us June 13th through the 17th in Washington, D.C. in any way you can, even if it's by sharing the updates. You know, we're going to be taking pictures, doing live streams. There are all sorts of activities to keep people engaged and let them know how they can participate, even if they're not out there. And it's very important because just like the military, it takes a whole host of support troops to put one soldier on the field. Well, we're your soldiers on the field. We need your support. We can't
Amen.
Do it if they're cutting our supply lines, if you're not making the phone calls. Some of these organizations, groups, and people need financial support. You can be engaged in whatever level you're engaged at. We welcome it, and we thank you. We're all standing up, and we're doing it at great risk to our families right now. Those that are engaged in the battle that don't have their kids taken away, we thank you for your help and support, the visibility, getting the word out. Looking forward to meeting you, Freddie. And I just want to say God bless everybody for continuing to spread our story. You're going to get to witness us getting our children back and us changing the system so that families stop being victimized. And I just want to thank you all for that.
And Raymond, God bless you, your wife, and your children. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're, you know, we haven't – one day, Raymond, I would love to have you on this program and have your children also talk, you know. One day, when you have full custody back of your children, I'd love to have them talk, you know. It would be such a great honor and a victory.
Well,
for everyone to listen. Don't you agree?
I'm looking forward to that day. Yeah, and that day's coming. I believe it. I'm not just because it's wishful thinking. I'm watching the results. I'm watching these people scramble and hide and threaten, and they're only doing that because they're scared. They know the gig, it's up. We're coming, DC.
Raymond, I will pray every day. I will pray every day because that will be the show of all shows. I'm going to tell you that right now, and let it be marked down. I'm going to tell you right now, it would be awesome to listen to your children after all that we've been through and all that you've been through, and have to hear your little ones' voices to be free from the state. Let me tell you, oh, my Lord, that would be beautiful. But, Freddie, it's your turn, and Raymond, I hope you stay on to the end, and because we all got to listen to each other's closing because they're out of respect.
Absolutely.
You know? Okay, Freddie, it's your turn. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Well, Raymond, pretty much, they basically kind of covered up everything, and it was a pleasure being able to hear from you, and I look forward to meeting you in D.C. And for those that are listening, listen, whether you have your children taken away or not, you know, we need everybody's support. Like Sue said, it's going to take a village to make the thing happen. You know, it's going to take a lot of us voices to be able to hear it. Because if we don't do anything right now, tomorrow it may be too late. So I'm asking for everyone to if you can, and if you I'm actually driving over there. If you guys need, if you're like between Florida to Washington and you need, you can't find transportation, I'm opening myself. I will pay for the transportation, the gas. You don't have to pay the gas for it. I will haul you on my van. I'm bringing a van out there. So if anybody contact me on Facebook, and I'll be more than glad to be able to bring as much people out there as I can. And so you all have yourself a nice evening, and God bless each and every one of you, especially to Mr. Raymond and Ms. Sue. Mr. Gibson, it's been such a blessing to have you guys in our life.
Thanks, Freddie. You're awesome. You're awesome, Freddie. You are. You're so honest with your voice. You are. Sue, go ahead. It's your turn.
I want to start by thanking you, Joseph, for opening up the airwaves to parents and grandparents, such as the ones you have here, veterans, Native Americans. There are over 500,000 children being held right now in state care. A big percentage of those are the children of veterans and Native Americans who have not harmed their children, who have not committed any crimes, but who stand up for the rights of others, who defend constitutional law, who defend your right to freedom and your children's right to freedom. Please, I'm not going to voice my number over the air, but Joseph, you have it there. Please give it to these men. Please. People, please stand up. Our children need you, not just we adults. These babies, these children need you, the American people, to stand up and say, you can't do this to our people anymore. Like I said, 25 years ago they did it. And they're going to keep on doing it because they're making big money off of it if we don't put a stop to it.
Sue, thank you. Sue, I know. That's very powerful what you said. I kind of left you for last there because I know you got a lot to say. And I like you. I like you coming onto the program you've just done recently. And, of course, to Raymond, I'm going to contact the captain. I want you to be on that show within the next couple of days and promote your rally. And I'm going to talk to a couple other blog talk shows, and I will email you their number and tell you their information so you can call in and promote this rally. And thank you, Freddie, Raymond. And listen, it's shows like this that are archived. And people go back and they listen. They do. They did it with the other shows. They do it all the time. I check. And I didn't plan this tonight. I didn't. So God works in mysterious ways. And for all of you that are listening, and those calls that dropped and called back in, if I missed you, I'm sorry. But you know what? You can tune in on Thursday. Tonight was a show about the children and the parents of these children. And we had a very special panel tonight. Friends of mine, supporters of this program, and they know they're always welcome. Anytime, anywhere. I mean, I will put on a show on Tuesday if they wanted me to. So anyway, I want to thank everyone. God bless. Take care. And the show is over for now. God bless.
God bless you.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that...
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery.
Presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with
fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? Fight and you may die.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take freedom!